Good morning from WVIK News. The Iowa Regents are revisiting proposed tuition increases ahead of a final vote in April. IPR's James Kelly reports one regent says the process has been problematic so far.
The board received a proposal for resident tuition increases of 3% at Iowa's public universities. But Regent Christine Hensley says she learned about the proposed tuition increases from the media. She says that's not the way a board should work, and said a committee should discuss the rates further.
Right now, I'm not going to support this because I don't think the process has been inclusive, and this is one of the most significant things that we as a board are asked to do.
Other regents say they want to dive deeper into the proposed rates given affordability concerns and possible tuition freezes. The board will have a second reading and vote on the proposed rates at their meeting in April. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Community schools in Iowa are cutting programs because of a loss of federal funding. Act Now, a nonprofit providing after-school activities, is suing the federal government, but the loss of funding is already having an effect. Community schools aim to remove barriers to education through things like meals and supplies for students. Democratic State Representative Mara Hishauer says even with a tight budget, community schools should be a priority for Illinois.
We're crafting a budget that will take care of people, and the return on investment on, you know, keeping this investment in these community school dollars is really important.
Hershauer is urging lawmakers to provide gap funding for community schools. Corn growers in the Midwest are testing whether they can use less fertilizer and still maintain yields or improve their bottom line through on-farm research trials. It's part of an ongoing project led by Practical Farmers of Iowa, and it's designed for producers who use cover crops, no-till, and other practices to boost soil health. Participants apply their typical nitrogen fertilizer rate and a reduced rate in randomized strips in their fields and share their data with PFI. A PFI coordinator says enrollment in the program will likely stay open until early April. Farmers who participate receive compensation. Democrats vying to replace Dick Durbin have different names for one of President Trump's key initiatives.
What President Trump calls his big, beautiful bill. I call it the large, lousy law.
That was Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. Fellow candidate, Representative Robin Kelly, doesn't like it either.
I agree we need to reverse the big ugly bill.
They, along with Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, participated in a candidate forum on public television station WTVP. The three covered issues including ICE, affordability, the deficit, and more. The forum, along with one for Republicans, is available to stream at WTVP.org, a voter guide where you'll find who is on your ballot. Information about key races and tools to help you prepare for the voting booth is available at WBEZ.org/voter guide. Republicans running to fill Dick Durbin's Senate spot mostly lined up with President Donald Trump's America First agenda, but had views of their own, too. Speaking at a forum broadcast on PBS station WTVP, Casey Klebeck said tariffs were a mistake.
In the end, people pay for it.
And Pamela Denise Long said ICE supervisors should face consequences if abuses of power are proven.
Our law enforcement should be able to engage with citizen and non-citizen alike in a way that is humane but gets the job done.
They shared the stage with Don Tracy at the event presented by the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria and the League of Women Voters of Illinois, a voter guide where you'll find who is on your ballot, information about key races, and tools to help you prepare for the voting booth is available at WBEZ.org/voter guide. Illinois lawmakers are calling on the state to investigate crimes connected to Jeffrey Epstein that targeted Illinois victims. Democratic state representatives this morning are announcing legislation that would create the Illinois Epstein Files Investigation Commission. Here's Democratic Representative Abdel Nasser Rashid of Berwyn.
We're doing this because Illinois can't afford to wait for Washington. When the Trump administration fails survivors of trafficking and sexual abuse, Illinois needs to step up, and other states, frankly, need to step up.
The announcement comes after Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker last week said he, quote, isn't close to his cousin Thomas Pritzker, who was named in early releases of the Epstein files. Thomas Pritzker hasn't been accused of crimes, but the disclosures resulted in his resignation as chairman of Hyatt Hotels last month.